WRTX 930 monitoring. WRUG 488, WRTX 930. WRTX 930, mobile and monitoring. WRTX 930, monitoring. RTX 930. WRTX 930.
WSDH 380.
How are you doing tonight, Station 380? I'm just southbound I-75 here, coming home.
I'm pouring the midnight oil.
Making my way slowly.
That one didn't come true clear, 90.
Well, how's this one sound? Does that sound any better?
Yes, that one was quite good.
Well, I think I'm practically on top of the repeater by now. Not sure your station sounds like it's coming in pretty distant. I'm on the Zilwaukee Bridge here in Saginaw. Where about you at?
I'm at I-696 and 75, Fayetteville Park. Coming through on the 625 to close the field.
I gotcha. Beautiful night out. Sky's full of stars.
You coming north or are you going south? I think I said that backwards. Are you going north or are you coming south?
Yeah, I gotcha. Where about you headed tonight? WRVV 690 Mobile.
Get some action.
WRWW 601 monitoring.
Good morning, 601. It's WSCU 445.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. Woke up this morning to some surprises from little Ernie, though. Yes, they were surprises. Finally let him out of his cage. He was doing good. Laying with us last night, sleeping all right. Next thing I know, I get up this morning, and there they are.
She's getting older. We're starting to deal some stuff with her, but it is what it is.
I know, and she wanted the Basset, so I'll deal with it. But I've already told her, I said, this is your puppy. Remember that.
So officially, just left work. We're taking an ambulance for rebuilt up in Muskegon. I'm now driving away from the catch you before I 75.
Oh, you're taking it right now?
Yeah, we're in the house at a quarter after 6. Jeff's in the ambulance. And we're going to meet up at Golden Station 1 with our sales guy and from there. That way we don't to get a personal service after we come back to Michigan.
You're going to do a retrofit or just some repairs?
Take the patient compartment off the old chassis, put in a new chassis. Or plywood in them, and we bought them with the intent of remounting them.
Wow, I do see the new truck you guys bought too, the new ladder truck or fire truck that you got.
Yeah, we picked that up in July. That's actually in service at my station that I work out of. It's a pretty sweet rig.
It looked like it. I got to see some of the build pics of it.
Do you guys have any trips down here planned?
Not at the moment. We're trying to get everything ready for winter right now. Mom did sell her house, so she's all moved in with David, and that's all good, so I don't think we're coming down anytime soon. It'll probably be next year in springtime, I think.
Gotcha. Yeah, I saw her car at his house. I figured that sold the old place and that she was there full time.
Yeah, she actually, they bought a place in Gaylor and they were all going to move in together and make it easier. And then David decided he didn't want to sell his house and give me my share of it, so he kept his house, Mom sold hers, new one in Goodrich there, it was that one across from Beacon and Bridge, and then moved in over there now, so I don't have to worry about her.
Yeah, we're working through stuff kind of like that with Dad, ourselves, and just trying to make sure things are taken care of as they get older.
Copy that.
All right, man. Well, you have a good day ranching, and we're going to go to the west side of the state. I'll be clear on your finals at WRWW 601.
Well, you have a good time over there. Look at all the fun stuff they're going to do, and send me some pics of what they're planning on doing. This is WSCU 445, clear.
Copy, RAS 504, monitoring the channel. WRAS 504, monitoring the frequency. WRAS 504.
WRZT 820 mobile monitoring.
WRZT 872 mobile. How are you today, sir?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Just making my way up north.
Hopefully traffic's not too bad and you got clean sail in there for you.
Yeah, so far so good.
Got the truck washed and now I'm air drying it a little bit. On my way to go get the good old tags there. Tons of money there, but might go get the windows tinted today too. I'll see how that goes.
Hey, there you go. Getting something done for yourself. Making the ride look good.
At least I'm trying.
That's about all we can do is try.
You still on a Macomb County repeater, or how far up north are you?
I believe right now I'm pinging off the Flint repeater. Just going through Flint right now.
Gotcha. It's definitely working. You going up north for pleasure or for work?
Going back up north for home. I actually work. I'm a fireman in the Detroit area, but I live in Roscommon, so just got off shift and making my way back north.
Well, I'm not sure how you managed that one, but definitely appreciate you down here in the city trying to help things out and you know the best you can there. So, yeah, that's quite the trip. I mean, Roscommon, that's, what, 2.5 hours from Detroit?
Yeah, it takes about 2 hours and 40 minutes. Thank you. You guys are definitely welcome. Helps only working 9 days a month, so, you know, I don't have to travel back and forth so much. So I just kind of cluster my days together, and I go home for about 6 days at a time. So definitely works out.
And that's definitely worth it. And, you know, being close to that 3-hour mark, it's not too bad if you did have to make a quick trip back and back, you know, make a day of it. But, man, yeah, that's not too shabby there.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I've been making this trip for 18 years. I grew up in the Livonia area, and I got my 1 year on the department and decided, hell, I'm going to get out of the city and move up north, so I'm pretty used to the drive by now.
It's kind of nice. You get to live the city while you're working, and then get the peaceful quietness. Hopefully you got some good piece of property up there with a little bit of space between you and the neighbors there that you can actually, you know, really cut loose and enjoy it.
Yeah, for sure. I got myself a nice, quiet little piece of property, a little bit of land, and then my parents live about 40 minutes south of me. They got 65 acres, so if I really want to cut loose, I can just head down there.
At 65 acres, you can really have fun, kick the hornet's nest, and then take back off to your little piece of pie there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, not too many complaints other than the occasional construction zone or, you know, some heavy traffic days, but I guess doing what I do and living where I live, it's worth it.
Yeah, nine days a month of work isn't too bad. I mean, I'm sure they're 24-hour days, but nonetheless. They still got the construction going on up there through, what is that, Clarkston through Holly or something like that?
I actually work in Westland, so I run 275, 96 to 23, and then where 23 connects to 75. So don't know much about that way on that part of 75, but I'm just glad that the 96 construction is wrapping up.
Yeah, absolutely. On that My GMRS, I'm pretty sure there's you guys got a repeater up there in Roscommon as well, don't you?
You are correct, and I actually live about 3 miles away from that repeater as a crow flies, so I kind of got this as a hobby and occupy some time as I travel north. There's one in Saginaw, St. Helen repeater, Roscommon, Sheboygan repeater, Lewiston, so I got a bunch around me too.
It's kind of nice up there to be able to have some sort of communication. I know cell phone's pretty reliable, but it's not always reliable up there.
Yeah, you're definitely correct on that. I'm about a mile or so up from South Higgins Lake State Park on the east side of Higgins Lake, and I'll tell you, in the summertime when all the downstaters come up, cell service for not. So, yeah, it's kind of nice to have a secondary means of communication.
My grandma, we used to go up there to Kalkaska quite a bit. That's not too far away from Roscommon, maybe a half hour, 35, 40 minutes or something like that. I think you guys are, Roscommon be, northeast of Kalkaska there. But she was about 13 miles south of the city itself, and it's pretty nice up there, but, you know, things changed, and been up there, I think I was up there this summer, just took a look around. It sure looks a lot different up there. It's definitely, I feel like this area down here is encroaching on that peacefulness up north as well. It's just not the same as when you were a kid, you know?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, there's, I guess the city migration, you know, folks that want to live up north, they kind of want some of the amenities as well, but yeah, there's little parts that are developing, and Roscommon itself, downtown Roscommon, is, the village is doing, I guess you would say, a benefit to kind of keeping a small town feel, so they don't allow a lot of that stuff to come in.
Very good. I didn't catch your call letters, but this is WRZT 820. My name's Chris, and it was a pleasure to talk with you. A chance I had. Continue your safe drive, and we'll be clear on your final.
Yes, sir, Chris. This is Kevin. Call sign is WRZT, as in David, 872. Pleasure chatting with you, sir. You have a great rest of your day. I'm clear.
WRAS 50, WFET 550, over. WFET 560, radio check, over.
WRZT 544, stop here in Sheboygan County, sir. Have you loud and clear?
Roger that, sir. Thank you very much. You have a wonderful day. 560 out.
Roger that. You do the same, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Monitoring.
Take care. 544. WRZ 48, copy.
WIUG 488, stop the check, and good morning to you, sir.
Bob, and how are you doing this morning, sunshine morning?
Systems go here, low 50s and part. Don't know if we'll see the sun today up here or not, Roger.
I see you saying monitor frequency. You monitor what I'm out there too?
Oh yeah, we got a weather rope hanging right outside the window, Roger.
Bob, I'm just joking. All right, Bob, take care. We'll talk to you later. WIUG 48.
Jack, always a pleasure, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day, brother. WRZT 544, clear the network.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra A10 portable on a test.
WRAF 504 monitoring.
WRVM 934. WRVM 934 clear. Hi, Alice. I'm at the Kuffner Park in Buena Vista, right by the airport, and I'm on my way home. I'll get back in the car, and I'll see you soon. WRVM 934, clear.
WSET 544, WSET 445, copy.
This is 445, I'm turning around.
I saw you go by, I wondered if you were doing something else first or not. WSET 544, clear.
Monitoring from
WSET 400,
WIWR 357.
It's pushing the button.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 portable on a radio check, please.
The RZP 544. I have you, Lima Charlie, up here in Sheboygan County, sir.
Thank you very much there, Bob. Appreciate the report on that. We just got an AC here programmed, and we're just trying it out, seeing how it works.
Roger, it's doing the job. Very little popcorn in your transmission, so take care. Enjoy the rest of your day. WRZP 544.
Station 810, WIUG, waiting, copy. WIUG, waiting, clear.
How you doing there, Jack? Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Yeah, how you doing? You doing all right?
Yeah, just another fun-filled day of, you know, driving this daisy.
Question, did they fix that Saginaw repeater yet or no?
Yeah, they did. It came back up probably, I don't know, about 4 days ago or so. Interesting little thing I found out, though, is it was just the output that was messed up. I was able to key up on the input. And I kind of cross-set it with the Mayville for the receive, and it worked. But, yes, it's up and running again.
Good, and have a good day. Thanks a lot for that info. WIUG 488.
Yeah, of course, no problem. Not sure if it's you or me, but you're a little bit scratchy in there. Anyway, have a good one there, Jack. We'll talk to you later. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
WSPS 311, you copy. WSPZ 713.
Radio check, anybody out there?
The guy asked for a radio check, he's gonna have a call sign. WIUG, but it ain't clear.
SBM 926. Thank you for that comeback.
We were cutting off a little bit, and Roger, beep is not allowed on MIA.system. Roger?
I'd say more is that we all don't run them here on MIA, instead of making it a loud thing. All of us here pretty much agree that they're silly.
Well, hello, John. WIUG 488. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Jack. A little crunchiness on your signal there. I don't know if you're where you're at or what you're running, but there's a little static there on you for a couple of seconds. So we'll take it a couple of more rounds and see where it goes.
Now it's better because I'm at 14 miles. Roger?
Yeah, very strange. It's kind of like, you know, it's in there and it's out. Almost like there's some defense or something at the repeater. I can't quite put my finger on it. I take it you're mobile and you're on Detroit. Is that what I'm gathering? Or are you on Mount Clemens?
Well, I'm on Mount Clemens, but that's, you know, close to the building. It's a big building. Roger?
All right, yeah,
I don't know what it is. Very strange. You get some static in there with you. It's not bacon fry, and I wouldn't call it corn, just like, you know, what it sounds most like to me is like a loose antenna connector or something like that, wiggling, if I had to describe it. Not saying that's what it is, but it's what it sounds more like that than popcorn or bacon fry that you normally hear when it's purely signal related. Anyhow, I can hear you. That's I guess that's the most important thing.
Because I'm on the common 2x4. Maybe that's why. But there's nothing wrong with the 2x4 because before it was not that way either. Roger?
Well, you could say there was nothing wrong with it last you checked. You can't honestly say nothing's happened since then. But you sound good now. So whatever it was, you sound good. So who knows? Just don't normally hear you with trouble on your signal. That's all. It's unusual.
Right, I'm going to go outside and check it, make sure it's very tight. Anyhow, I will see you tomorrow then, huh?
Oh, yeah, there in the morning. I think Wally's going to make it. So I don't know who else is, you know, there's the regulars. There's some people that come and go, so we'll see. But, yeah, I'll be there in the morning. And, yeah, you don't have to go check up. You're sounding good now, Jack, whatever it was, I don't know. So, and if it keeps up, we'll keep an eye on it.
Thank you, Sean. You take care and have a good day. IUG 48.
All righty, Jack-O-Lantern. Wait a minute, it's November. You're no longer Jack-O-Lantern. You're back to Jack. All right, catch you later. WRUU 850.
You know, Sean, whatever you want to call it, call it. I don't mind. You know that. Take care. WIUG 488.
Nope, Halloween's over. Can't call you Jack-O-Lantern. Back to Jack. Sorry. Later, Jack. WRU 850. I do, Robert. How you doing? That Robert, right?
Yes, sir. I got a radio question to ask you.
Well, you go right ahead. I'll answer to the best of my ability.
Okay. When we're on the 400 in the 400 band, okay, and we have so much time with it, but when Dearborn was on the 400 band, they go and build in the song with the dispatch, and they didn't really have a problem. How come we're in a problem? I think there were like 488, something like that.
Okay, well, you've asked the question right in my wheelhouse. So, yeah, so there is a component of penetration, coverage, footprint related to the band. You're going to find that the lower bands tend to travel greater over open terrain. They tend to be less affected by trees and the hills and depressions. And as you go up higher in the bands, they tend to be more affected by foliage and terrain and trees and things like that. But they get a lot of reflection. So the UHF bands, 400 is, you know, as we say, UHF, is good in a suburban and urban environment. particularly, and then it extends to the upper UHF bands, like 800 megahertz, because there's a lot of bouncing and reflecting and stuff. So, you know, it'll, hold on. So it'll find its way in a window or something like that. But now, having said that, why specifically was Dearborn, when they were on UHF, you know, able to work? Well, they built the system to cover the area they wanted to talk. That's the number one reason. You know, the band stuff aside, you know, you build these systems to cover where you want. So there were likely towers right in Dearborn at a good height, and then probably a satellite receiver system, so that where the guys talk, they could hit the nearest receiver, which may have only, you know, there may have only been miles between them. Back when we had UHF systems, hold on one second. Back when we had UHF systems extensively in this area, they were usually one large transmitter and then multiple UHF receivers, all, you know, that you could hit any one of them. And my phone's ringing, so let me tend to that, and I'll be right back. WRU 850.
WSFT308, looking for radio check.
I'm Sheboygan County, sir. I have you here, Charlie.
WSFT
SD8380 monitoring.
WSFT308 clear.
WRDX930 monitoring.
One. You want to hear me? Radio. Copy radio check. You're just barely making it in. You're breaking up a little bit, but you are. You're looking at 45.
I'm kind of on like I'm in Bay City, so I'm great. That's why I keep cutting in and out. But thank you, I appreciate it. WSDKAA.
Alright. Really bad. Sounds like you're breaking. Yeah. Sorry. WRUX245.
WRBY660 mobile.
WRDX930.
WAFFLES in Bay City, Michigan. Repeater access check. How do I sound on the second on repeater? Come back.
This is WRD54447. Hitting you out of here. 625 repeater.
Copy that. Thanks, you guys.
Not a problem. You have a good evening. I am currently in Dearborn, Michigan.
for identification purposes. WRZP 544, sir. Bob here in Sheboygan County. You're loud and clear here as well. Enjoy your evening. We're clear monitoring the network.
WASFLES. How do I sound on the Bay City repeater? Am I hitting it?
You are as well, as I said, your crystal clear modulation, and you're most definitely hitting the repeater. Again, up here in Sheboygan County here, tip of the mid, over.
Copy that.
Okay, good modulation coming out of the Detroit 65 repeater.
Sorry, somebody keyed up with both of you there. So we'll clear the network and let you get another contact check. WRZP 544 for identification, clear, and monitor.
WRTP 347 through the Detroit repeater, and you've got good modulation here, and I'm clear, standing by.
Waffles in Bay City, standing by, frequency clear.
For the two of you that are transmitting on this frequency, it is required PC gives you call sign. If you do not have a call sign, transmitting illegally.
WSFT 308 listening in.
This is WSFT 870. I was wondering if you might be able to give me a radio shot on a new radio. Over.
FT 308, I hear you, but you're a little scratchy. It might be my fault, though. I'm on a handheld.
GSPM 984. I got him with the key as well. We'll call it a limited.
Yeah, I got a pretty poopy antenna here. I'm waiting on one in the mail. I just ordered a Nagoya. Gentleman out there highly recommended it. If you're listening, I went off your recommendation.
That would be good old Jack.
Yeah, that's his name. Yeah, appreciate you, Jack. We'll see how it fares when it comes in.
Hi, WSBM 924. I also got the Nagoya recommended by Jack, and yeah, you won't be disappointed.
Good to hear, good to hear. Should be here in a couple of days.
Yes, BM 924, I will be monitoring.
WSFT 308, same here.
WSBI 847, WIUG 48, copy. All right, guys, that station is not out there. WIUG 48, clear. Up there, Jack, you up there.
Sir, go ahead. WIUG, please, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Jack? Hey, do you do anything on the CB radio?
I was a CBer in 82. All the way to 90, and I quit those.
Okay, I was just checking. I didn't know if you were still on the TV radio or not.
No problem. My call sign was KIQ3409. It was KIQ3409. That's my call sign was. Roger.
Okay, was that your ham radio number, or was that just a computer?
It's an FCC cosign. Roger.
Okay, yeah, I was just wondering, Jack, I didn't know if you were still on it, but thanks for letting me know.
No problem, anytime, and I got to GMRS 2 years, a little bit over 2 years, anyhow, because it was not hardly any repeaters out there except one in Troy, and you got to get the okay from the owners, and you know, then 2 years ago I applied. No one answered the first time, and the second time nobody answered either. So then MIA Systems came in, and I was on it. But I wasn't 2 years ago. The first MIA was Mount Clemens repeater. Roger.
Okay, yeah, when I first got my GMRS license, I had to pay $70. It was back in like 2002, I believe. It was a long time ago, and then I let my license expire, and then, I had to re-get it, and I only had to pay $35. But yeah, it's a lot different now than it was back then.
Yeah, you know, now they got the website, and when you see the mic, it show you where that has come from, 675 like, or 625, or whatever station, 725, it will show you that. I don't know if you know that or not. Roger?
Yeah, there's a few websites I go on, I can't remember them exactly, but yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's a lot different now than it was a few years ago. It's a lot more easier.
You know, a few years ago, when I applied for that 575 for Troy Repeater, like I said, there was nobody around, I guess. So, because I went on mygmrs.com, and that was the first repeater was a 575. So then, and I said, well, we'll wait and see. Then the Mount Clemens repeater came up, the first one.
Yeah, those repeaters now. I can't think of the names of all of them. I can't even think of which one I'm getting right now. I'd have to go on the website to look it up again. Yeah, there's many repeaters now to hit, and it's a lot different now, and, you can, easier now to get on GMR than it was, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
Tell me what you had, and I'll tell you what repeater. This is WIUG 48.
I'm at 8.
You know, you're fading out a little bit. Maybe you're moving around or something like that. Roger?
Yeah, I'm on a handheld. I'm on the SID radio, 8-3. But my location is 8 Mile and Middle Belt. 8 Mile and Middle Belt.
So you're on 625. That is a Detroit repeater. That is the highest repeater here in Michigan. Roger?
Yep, you're right. I just looked it up. I'm on the right repeater, yep. And it's not too far from me. So you're right.
I've been doing it too long, and I know what's going on out there. All right, buddy. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 48, clear.
All right, for the info, I really appreciate it. You have a good day, WIUG 3.
WSDX870, Jack.
A70, get a little bit more closer to the mic, you'll do better. But it's okay, you're okay where you're at. Roger?
Hey, Jack, yeah, this is Kevin. I was just trying out the new radio that came tonight. It's that Recivus RA87. How's it sound? Over.
Well, you're sounding good. You're on the repeater, and you sound, your audio is good anyhow, but you say you're not a little bit, so you might need better antenna, or you know, if you move, find that. Stand up straight, hold your hand held straight. Sorry about that. Then you'll do a lot better. Roger?
Yeah, I'm just using the mobile antenna on my vehicle right now to see if it's going to work. I can try a different station if you think that would help. Over. I'm up here in Drive. Over.
I, if you're using the mobile antenna, okay, I don't know if you're on top of the pickup truck or a car, but if you have a cookie sheet, you sound a lot better. And also, I don't know, I didn't get where you're at exactly. Roger?
Yeah, I'm up here in Dryden, north of Rochester. Almost to 69, over.
You're not too far from me, because I'm over here at Rochester Hills, 23 Mile Road. So you're sounding okay. It's just a matter of if you got a, good antenna, that's all it takes, and good radio. Roger?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure this radio out. It doesn't tell me what frequency I'm on. It just tells me it's 50 or 18 for channel 26. And I'm trying to figure out what frequency that is so I know what repeater I'm using. I could try switching it to a different frequency if I knew which one. Over.
You know what? I don't have that charger in front of me. But I believe you are using 675 because you're close by me here. That would be the 18. And I think that 18, I believe, is Detroit. I'm not sure exactly because the chart is not in the front of me. Roger?
Channel 18 is Detroit. Like it's 625 is channel 26, so that may be okay, but I can change it to 28, which would be the 675, to see if that's any better. Over.
I can do that. Now, let me ask you another question. You know what? You're okay on the 18, but the way I do it, I like, frequencies. To show me on that radio frequencies, which is 462-625, that's Detroit, and 675 is Mount Clemens. But I like to see that. Do you know how you do that?
I agree. I like to see it too. I just haven't figured it out on this radio yet. Over.
I don't know what kind of radio, but the bulbing radio, what you do is, when it's on, you hold the menu button, you hold that money button, you turn it off. Then you turn it back on, holding the menu button. That would, should give you the frequencies. I don't know what kind of radio you have.
Yeah, can this sound better? I just switched to the 675. Over.
The 675 is better for me from Detroit because you're close by me here. And also, you know what? If you're on 69, you should be hitting that 550 repeater, Maybell repeater, because it sounds like it's by you there, the Maple repeater, because it's right on the thumb. Roger?
Yeah,
How's this, Jack? Can you hear me on the 550? Over.
Got 100% better on that one. So you must be buying that repeater, which is good. Stay on that one because you're free and clear. Audio good, signal good, everything else is good. And whatever you had, stay right there. Roger?
WSCX870. Yeah, that's funny because when I switch to Mayville, I can hardly hear you. You're fuzzy. But the other channels were clear. Over.
It could be because, you know what, I'm a little bit way far from 550. I don't know how many miles. Don't have that in here in the computer yet. And you are on a handheld, correct? Get back where you were before because, you know, I don't understand none of whatever he said. And this is WIUG 48. Yes, sir. 999. You're on Howell. I don't know what repeater. Are you on 625 repeater, Detroit repeater?
Copy that. Yes, I am. I thought I was hitting the Grand Ledge repeater earlier, but I hearing back. I guess my audio wasn't coming through, so I was trying to see if I was having an equipment issue.
Is this Mike? Roger?
Copy, yes, Mike and Howell.
Sir Mike, how are you, sir?
Good, thanks. Good to talk to you, Jack. And we probably spoke, a couple weeks ago.
Different radio.
Same radio as the handheld, but I got plugged into a tram Browning. I got mounted up in my attic here, so kind of stuck the range on it.
Let me ask you, that tram, can you put it outside or it has to be in the attic?
I probably can. It was just easier to put it up there first. I just wanted to check it out. But yeah, at some point I'll probably get it outside. I'm on the roof.
Mike, I'll be honest with you. You okay? But, you know, like a little bit in the background, because inside the building. Because inside the building, you got all these nails and this and this and that, you know, all these, I call them good stuff in there. It makes a little bit different. But if outside, I would never worry about it. Roger?
Yeah, I copy that. I think definitely probably be better outside on the roof. But I'm hearing you loud and clear. I think my reading is good, but I definitely understand I got some static in the background.
Hey, Jack, one more question. What kind of base are you running? You got a 50 watt base?
Outside, and it's a Harvest BC200. I only paid $95 from Amazon. And that is a stick of fiberglass. And I had it mounted on the mount, headlight mount. That's how I had it mounted. But you know what? It's very good antenna, and look how quiet is it. But anyhow, it's not only that. You're going to need, you know, a coax cable. I would suggest LMR. LMR. They sell it. Amazon sells it. eBay sells it, too. It's a little bit on the expensive side, but, you know, that way when you push it to dock, it gives you all that power going out. And that antenna out there is 200-watt antenna. Roger.
Jack, what kind of base do you have? The same brand, if you don't mind me asking.
I'm on the DB20G. Reality DB20G. It's small, very small, compact radio, and it's on Amazon. I paid $95 for that, and it gives you a 20-watt radio.
Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about. I have a Radio Oddity QT60 CB radio, and I heard you mentioned about the LMR. I stick with the LMR 400, and I go through DX Engineering. I get the 400 Max, really good coax. You're absolutely right about that.
You got the LMR 400. My LMR 400, I brought it in, everything. I could have twisted it because I was going through a window. You know, LMR, the 400 is the best, really. The 240 is not bad either, but the 400 is more powerful to go out when you key the mic. Roger?
Yeah, you're right. I use the 400 for long distances, and if I'm using a jumper, I'll use a 240 on my jumpers for short distances. But yeah, they're both good. They're both really good.
Believe me, I'm not gonna say anything bad out there, no. But LMR, just put down LMR and it comes out. And out of DX Engineering, you gotta tell them you need 259 connector. And they put it for you and everything and they'll send it. It costs a little bit, but look, in the long run it's good because tomorrow is gonna snow and rain and all that. They can cut some of that out if it's not LMR. Roger?
Yep, you're absolutely right, Jack. I love DX Engineering. I go through them all the time. That's where I get all my coax from and, you know, all kinds of stuff. But yeah, you're right. And you sound really good on the radio. That's why I was asking, because you always sound really good.
You know, the way I look at it, I'm going to invest something, good money. I want something good to talk to people. I don't want to, you know, say, oh, this sounds a little, you know, cracklings and all that stuff. I don't want that. Really, I mean, you're spending the money. You might still spend another $10, which is only one time. It's not every day. Roger?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, you might as well just spend a few extra dollars to sound good, you know, instead of going on the cheap route. But yeah, I was just asking, because you always sound really good on the radio. You're always one of the loudest people out here. And you never break up for me. I always hear you loud and clear. So that's why I was asking what kind of coax you were using and what kind of bass you were using.
I would never use nothing else, believe me, except the LMR. See, I knew that, and I had I don't know if you heard, Professor Don, he used all the time the 400, but he's not here, you know, he passed away about 3-4 months ago, but he knew all that stuff. And that's what I learned from him.
Yeah, I know. I heard that he passed away. I heard he passed away. Yeah, he was a good guy. But yeah, you're right. He always used the 400. He was a good guy. And but yeah, I was just asking. You always sound really good on the radio, and I was just wondering. I didn't know if you were running a 50 watt or 20 watt or what you were running. But you know, it's all about, you know, a lot of times it's to do with the coax and the antenna, and you know, that's the main thing. And like I said, you always sound really good, and you're always loud and loud out here, and I always hear you.
Do that. See, I'm on the DB20G, and I'm on the medium watt. It's not that, you know, and you believe that antenna out there is about 10 feet high from the ground. That's all. That's all I am, 10 feet high from the ground. And it's, you know, a very quiet antenna and very clear.
Oh, wow. You're only 10 feet off the ground? You sound really good for being only 10 feet off the ground.
Look, I was talking to Ohio yesterday about 1:30, Cleveland, not Ohio here, Cleveland. And I was talking to New York about 3 months ago, and I was talking to Chicago 2 months ago. Roger.
Ohio a couple weeks ago, I think, and I could only hear your side of the conversation. I couldn't hear theirs, but I could hear you. But you talk to New York and Chicago. Are you going off of your repeater and bouncing to them? How does that work?
Like right now, you're on 675, and the same thing, all GMRS, somewhere else, the same thing, and always they have that 141.3, the BL. So when it gets ducking, they call it ducking, you know, band open, and they will come in here. You know, if it's a clear sky, then you will hear them. Very good. Roger. And this is WIUG, Wade 8.
Okay, I'm on 625, and the 141.3 on the CCSS. It's called ducking. I think I've heard of that before. I'm on a couple forums, a couple groups. But, that's interesting. But yeah, I heard you talking in a couple, I think maybe New York before, but whatever you're doing, man, you're doing a good job out there.
Like I said, got a good coax cable, good antenna, and good radio, that's all it takes. And like I said, you're not paying for them every day, you're just paying one time out of the pocket and forget about it.
Yeah, you're man. Talking to you, and I'm gonna stand by, and I'll talk to you later. Maybe today, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow. All right, WMRK 382. Clear.
Hey, take care. Good talking to you, and good to hear from you. And you have a good evening. WIUG, Brady. See you later on. I might talk to Ohio back again.
WSCG 999. I didn't want to interrupt, but still monitoring.
Go ahead, Mike. Sorry I kept you off. I thought you were gone.
Anyhow, go ahead, Mike.
Oh, no problem, Jack. I didn't want to step on anyone. I just came by and just listening. So, but yeah, good talking to you.
No problem, anytime. You take care and you have a good evening. I'll be listening. WIUG, Brady.
Thank you, G-Jack. I'll be listening as well. WSP999.
WSCF 297, WIUG, point 8, copy. Well, I guess now out there, WIUG, point 8, clear. WSCI 847, WIUG, point 8, copy. WIUG, point 8, clear. WIUG, point 8. I heard you calling 488, but really a lot of scratches. I mean, you cannot understand what you say, but I did hear you. Roger. You gotta move around a little bit from a building, find the hot spot. Because there's nothing but scratches coming in. Roger? Because the band is open, so wait them just a little bit more. And this is WIUG 48.
station out there calling. This is WIUG 48 out of Rochester Hills. Station, you're on the repeater, but no audio.
Hey, Jack, he's coming over to Mayville. Repeater, Mayville.
No problem. How you doing, Robert?
Yeah, I was watching my laptop, and he's coming over to Mayfield repeater off of 550.
He probably on a walkie-talkie, that's why. But he's in the repeater. Are you still out there, that gentleman out of Mayfield? It's not. Well, Robert, is it cold by you down that way?
I guess. I haven't been outside a little bit. My wife did, but she's in the other room. But I don't know. So, it's probably in the... I don't know how cold it is.
Please, you, WRK, 59. Robert, it's 44 degree here in Rochester Hills.
Yeah. So, all right, Jack, I thought I was just let you know, what frequency he was coming over on. It was Mayville, 550. You're coming over Macomb, and I'm going over Detroit, so. All right, I'll let you go. I'm going to finish watching my program I was watching, so. The WRK 359 will be clear on your final.
Robert, good to hear from you. You take care. You have a good evening. It's going to come down to 34 degrees tonight, about maybe 5 o'clock. Anyhow, catch you later, Robert. WIUG 48.
WSEL 664 monitoring mobile.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WSDS 447.
Good evening, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.
Good evening. I don't know what the first part was, but 810, I caught that one. Yeah, I'm just sitting here in the shack and shutting some stuff down. Seeing the radio. This radio was still on, so I figured I'd give it a shout and see if anybody's out there. How you doing tonight? Name here is Bob.
WRVJ 258.
I think it goes WRVJ. You sound clear.
Good evening. This is WRVJ 258. Jim in East Point.
And this is Bob, WSDS 447 in Frankenmuth. Where's East Point?
Yeah, East Point is just northeastern border with Detroit, Macomb County, southern Macomb County. Used to be Detroit some 25 or more ago. Changed the name to East Point. I can't imagine why.
Well, you kind of broke up there, but I got most of it. You know, they got these repeaters linked, or these, repeaters linked together, you know, so somebody once told me that that's illegal. They're not supposed to be doing this in GMRS, but I don't know if that's true or not, but I know that's what I heard. Back to you.
Well, I know the people in charge, the administrators of this system, the MIH system, and I don't think they would be doing anything illegal. They're very knowledgeable folks. So, at any extent, it's a great system. It allows a lot of folks to stay in touch all throughout, certainly, the eastern lower peninsula of Michigan and under certain circumstances into Ohio as well. So there's quite a bit of coverage using the system as it's configured. They keep adding to it. So at any extent, very nice to make your acquaintance, Bob. And what's the weather like in Frankenmuth?
Well, we have, where's my weather station? There it is. It's 41 degrees, 74% humidity outside. And, but yeah, the other night I heard, I think it was a station out of Wisconsin. Wisconsin was coming over this, the repeater I'm listening to here.
Well, that's very unusual for this band, but I suppose when conditions are right, you get a temperature inversion over the lake, and I suppose that is possible, especially if the repeaters receive antennas high enough. And I think we're a few degrees warmer here. We had a pretty mild day today. I spent most of it going up and down a ladder on the outside of my house. I got a 12-foot A-frame ladder that I was dragging around to get up to my gutters and clean out all the debris in the gutters before we get to our first hard freeze here. There was plenty of stuff in there, but got that part done. Tomorrow I'm hoping to get most of the yard work done so that once again when we get real winter weather coming, which is eventually going to happen, at least I've got the leaves up off the grass. Luckily, I have a pretty small lot, so it shouldn't be too big of a deal. And I think we're supposed to get rain down on Sunday, so if I can get it done tomorrow, I'll feel happy.
Well, that sounds good to me. I've got about 2 acres here, and pine trees on the edges of the lot. And I've only got, like, what is it, 1, 2, 3 trees that actually, you know, lose their leaves. They're all maples. Well, one's a Chrism King, the other one's a silver maple, and one's a Norwegian maple. But they're still hanging on some of their leaves. I was out there yesterday taking care of that, you know, some of that mess, and I got a hosta garden. I was get blowing the leaves out of there, and then bring my tractor out and suck them up. And normally I just dump them in the farmer's field, but he's been growing hay back there, so I can't just dump them back there. So I got to bring out my chipper and run the leaves through the chipper.
Okay, well, it sounds like you have a lot more to do than I do. My lot is quite small, and it's mostly house, but I do have one maple tree in the front yard, and it's a dirty tree. It's always dropping something pretty much all year. In the springtime, it starts with those bud casings that come out just before the leaves. Drops all those. They clog up all the gutter and the storm drain inlet and all that business. And then early spring, we get the helicopter seeds come out. And then it's all throughout the summer, it's dropping twigs and pieces here and there. And then in the fall, it's all the leaves. So it's a messy tree. It's some kind of a maple. I don't know what kind it is. But it's the only tree that's actually left on my yard here. But it's big, and it drops lots of stuff. And, yeah, something about maples, I guess, they never are quick about dropping the leaves. They tend to hang on to them into the wintertime. So I'd say about, probably about 70% of them are down right now. But the ones that are up there, I think, are going to be up there for a while. We've had quite a bit of wind around here, and I would think that it would have lost most of the other trees in the neighborhood are bare now. But this one just likes to hang on to them and drop them one at a time. So I can't live my life around that. I'm just going to have to rake up what I can and call it a season.
Yeah, I hear you. The only tree I know worse than that is oak tree. Oak trees hang on to their leaves for a long time. And a lot of times they don't fall off till, well, most of them fall off, let's say, but they don't fall off till like the new buds start coming out. Then they'll start, then finally all of them will come off. But yeah, maple trees are messy. You got branches, whirly birds, yeah, the leaves. They're just messy. I always find dead branches in my yard just laying around.
This is WRVJ258. Yeah, Bob, well, this tree in the front yard did have, for a couple of seasons, a pretty bad infestation of carpenter ants, but I think I was able to get rid of them. I'm pretty sure we've had two seasons now where I haven't seen any, and I used a treatment that it's a granular treatment that I just put around the base of the tree, 18 inches wide or so around the perimeter of the tree, and it's a product that they say kills the colony. So I did that two springs in a row and have not seen any ants in two summers. So the tree seems healthier too, because it was really dropping lots of branches and starting to look pretty sickly. And there were a lot of ants on the tree and in the yard, and sometimes even making their way into the house. And I had a tree in the backyard, larger maple, that I ended up having to take down about 15 years ago, that was completely infested and was in the process of dying. It was dropping branches as big around as me. And I figured, well, this has got to go. And when they cut that tree down, I had the tree service come and cut that tree down. And as they were cutting on the stump, it looked like they hit oil. The ants were coming out in a stream. It quite literally looked like they were coming out of a hose. They got getting all over the guy with the saw and biting up on him. But the tree was gone, but I think the ants just found the one in the front yard and said, okay, this will do. I think I killed them.
Yeah, that sounds pretty nasty. I was just wondering if the center of the tree was ate out. A lot of times, you know, you see trees that are hollowed out in the middle. You know, they get chopped down or they blown over by a storm, and the center of them are hollowed out. You know, a lot of that's from insect damage. And in your case, probably ants. But, yeah, when I first moved on this property here, they had all kinds of trees on it. You know, trees that were, some of the trees were nice trees, but they were just, like, in the wrong place. So I can't remember how many trees I chopped down. But, well, I do know on one side of my property, they were starting to die. They were Austrian pines. And they planted three rows of them, and they was, like, 300 feet long. And a lot of them were starting to die, and my neighbor offered to help me chop them down, and I got farm field behind me, so we just...
Okay, Bob, I'm not sure if you unkeyed or if you timed something out, maybe, but you just kind of dropped out on me. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you. I don't know if there's a timer on this repeater or how long you can talk or what. Do you know?
Well, on the one that you're accessing, I'm not sure. I'm coming in from the McComb repeater, and I think they've got that one set at 180 seconds, you know, right about 3 minutes. And I have a timer set on this radio as well that is just a little bit less than that. So I usually will time out my own radio before I time out the repeater. But there are, as you are aware, there are a number of repeaters linked together here. And so I don't know if they're all set the same or not. You might possibly have a timeout timer set on your radio, but you would probably know about that. So at any rate, you were there and then you weren't. So, but I heard the majority of it, you were talking about your pine trees and your neighbor helping you take them down. So I got the gist of it there.
Yeah, okay. I didn't even think about the timeout timer on this radio. I didn't even think about that. I bet you it's set too low. I'm used to 3 minutes. These, that, you know, the ham radios on 2 meters. That's what it usually is 3 minutes. And I never thought about checking it on this. I didn't actually had one, but I suppose I should read the directions, huh?
Why would you want to do anything like that? Yeah, RTFM, as we say. But I'm sure you'll find it's not unlikely that it has maybe a default timeout timer that, you know, when it was shipped, they probably just default to a certain value. Some radios do and some radios don't, but at any extent, yeah, it just sounded like you're unkeyed. It's kind of almost in the middle of a word, so it had that all the signs of timing something out. As I said, nobody died, so it's not a big deal.
Oh no, thanks for telling me. I didn't even dawn on me. I know my 2 meter rigs, you know, they got the repeaters have a, you know, 3 minute, and the radios themselves, you can set up your timeout timer. Normally they're off on them, but I didn't even know this one had one. Like I said, I'm just a guy. I suppose I should read the directions before I start operating something, right?
Next thing you know, you'll be asking for directions as you're driving.
Oh, come on, man. You're going too far now. I'm not going to ask for directions. I'll find my way home eventually.
Okay, Bob, you get to keep your man card, I guess. Yeah. Well, in ham radio parlance, you know, we get the purple crystal when we time out the repeater, but I'm not sure if it was the repeater or not. The repeater, when you dropped out, it just gave a normal courtesy tone. On my end, it identifies with the Morse code letter R when a linked repeater unkeys. It'll give an R as a courtesy tone. If someone's accessing the local repeater here, and the Macomb repeater, locally from the local receive site, it identifies with the letter K. So when I unkey over here, I hear a K, and when you unkey, I hear a letter R. I'm pretty sure you're not hearing the same on your end, but that's what the Macomb repeater does.
Yeah, when you unkey, what I'm listening to, all I hear is an E, you know, just a dip. So, I think I'm getting into the Mayville repeaters where I'm at, because I'm on the east side of Saginaw County, Frankenmuth, and Mayville's east of me, and where the other station's at in Saginaw, I'm not sure, but I'm assuming it's on the west side of Saginaw, so Mayville would be closer to me than that. But, hey, nice talking to you here, and you have to forgive me because I forgot your name. My name's Bob, and I forgot your name. I'm terrible with names anyways, but yeah, thanks for letting me know about the timer. I didn't even think about checking it on this radio, which I'll have to do. I have to find my manual for this. I know where it's at. I just got to dig it out. But thanks again, and it was nice talking to you, and... Did I time out again?
Yep, you dropped out again, so I'm going to say you timed out.
Just having to look at the radio, and I've seen the transmit bar go out. So, yeah, it's not a very long. It's like only about 60 seconds. I'll have to change that, no doubt about it. But, hey, again, like I was saying, nice talking to you. And I'm going to play out here. I'm going to get that manual out and see what I can do with this thing here. Some of you have a great evening. WSDS 447. Be clear on your final.
Okay, real good chatting with you, Bob. Good to meet you here on the system. And you have a really strong, excellent, solid signal until you time out. So everything's looking great. And I'm sure you'll get it figured out in short order. And hopefully we get a chance to chat again. 7-3. Once again, the name here is Jim Juliet India Mike in East Point. And if you care, it's ham radio call Whiskey 1 India Kilo. Maybe we'll catch up on the ham bands at some point. 7-3, as they say in ham radio. Have a good evening. WRVJ 258.
Yeah, okay, Jim. Whiskey 1, India Kilo. My call sign is November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo. So nice meeting you again, Jim. 73s, have a good evening. This is WSDS 447, clear.